Hello, and this is the Todd Wright Toddcast. And right off the top, I want to say that this Todd Wright Toddcast goes out to one of my favorite people and one of my favorite professionals in the radio television business in the Tampa Bay area who had a shitty week by no fault of his own, and that's the great Jack Harris. Jack, I and so many people in the radio TV business and or in the Tampa Bay area absolutely have adored you for longer than we care to admit. And we are very sorry you received some bad news this week. I obviously can relate. Being someone who has been in this business, I haven't deserved it on multiple occasions, and you certainly did not either. Jack, you are the man. I love you. Tampa Bay loves you. The industry loves you. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford in Tampa Bay. Go see Sean Sullivan if you're in the market for a new vehicle, just like I did. Now you're saying, well, sure, Todd, you can get in front of Sean Sullivan. He plays in your Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. You do endorsements for him. I'm telling you how you can do the same thing I did. Sit eye to eye with Sean Sullivan, tell him what vehicle you want, and him sell you that vehicle. That's what he does. He sells cars. He wants to know that you want to get into a new Ford, a pre-owned Ford, or a make and model that's not necessarily Ford, but is currently sitting on the Bill Curry Ford lot. He wants to make a deal with you. I can get you in front of him for the same experience I had in buying a new or pre-owned vehicle. All you got to do is contact Grace Thomas at Bill Curry Ford. You tell her you're a listener of mine. You tell her you want to book an appointment with Sean Sullivan and buy a car from him the same way I did. And if you have any trouble getting a hold of Grace Thomas, you email me at right.todd@yahoo.com and I will have Grace call you. We're going to get you into a new or pre-owned vehicle through Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group, I am not making this up. Minutes ago, marketing director Jeremy Roberts from Brandon Legal Group dropped off prizes for the upcoming Todd Wright Tour Championship on his way to the Thursday night Lightning game. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. I am a non-attorney spokesperson simply telling you they service the greater Tampa Bay area and they are a full-service law firm. And full-service can mean many things. It could mean family law. It could mean divorce. It could mean child support adjustment. It could mean post-judgment. If you wonder if your legal need falls under the umbrella of what they call family law, it costs you nothing to find out. Free consultation at brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG for me, 844-4BLG for me. Brandon Legal Group, Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. Thank you, Jeremy, for dropping off prizes for the 2023 Todd Wright Tour Championship. If you want to play in a future Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, I'm going to have an announcement next week about a very special limited field Todd Wright Tour XLII, Todd Wright Tour 42 at one of my favorite golf courses in the Tampa Bay area where I've never hosted any of my previous 41 events. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. You're going to want to know about this one. And then we take our summer break. Okay, so ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com for golf, right.todd@yahoo.com for referrals to Bill Curry Ford or Brandon Legal Group. We're going to welcome Pin Chasers back to the podcast next week. I'm not going to waste your time because this podcast is about not wasting our time. And I don't mean to sound like Mr. Hand going back and forth with Spicoli in one of the greatest 50 films ever made. And if you want to argue it's one of the best 25 or one of the best 10, go for it. I'm not going to stop you. But I think it's safe to say top 50. Part of why I've essentially given up on watching Major League Baseball was because the games took so long and there were so many. Well, they're addressing that as we speak, and we're going to see how that goes in regular season play and then into the postseason with some new rules aimed at speeding up the game. And based on some spring training results and some things I even saw with my own eyes on my spring training visit to Arizona earlier this month, they are cutting down the time of game. The game has more rhythm. The game moves quicker. Some are saying it's moving too fast. That's a good problem to have. So now if a pitcher or a hitter essentially delays the game longer than baseball wants, they're assessed a penalty. The game is not extended for them. If a pitcher takes too long to throw, he is assessed a ball, even if there's already three balls in the count. Even if there are three balls in the count and the bases are loaded. Similarly, if the hitter delays the game, takes too long to get in the box and be ready to hit, the hitter will be assessed a strike against him, even if there's two strikes already on him, even if there's two strikes already on him and there's two outs, even if there's two strikes on him and two outs and the base is loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning and his team is down one. Yeah, that's what baseball is doing. Not allowing pitcher, hitter to delay the game anymore. And notice that their penalties also don't allow the delay of game. It's not some sort of penalty that allows the game to be delayed. No, we're going to assess you the worst possible result from that next pitch that didn't happen in time, and we're moving on with our lives, whether you like it or not. And that brings me to what I have been saying for a few years now, involving a rule change in the National Football League. And I bring that up not only because baseball has addressed delay of game, but football needs to address the delay of game penalty. And some of you have heard me talk about this, and if so, thank you for remembering. But this week were the owners' meetings in Arizona, and there were some things proposed that never got voted on, and there were some things proposed that did get voted on. And in the end, not much changed. The helping the runner thing is still allowed. Reviews of roughing the passer, not allowed. An alternative to this awful version of an onside kick to, you know, sort of make it, take it, and keep possession of the ball, no, nothing there. The highlight was players can now wear number zero. Whoopee. Honestly, I don't give a shit. And I think it's appropriate that a loser like Calvin Ridley, who was suspended all of last season, was sort of announced as the first guy to wear zero. How appropriate is that for a zero like him? Enjoy that, Calvin. It couldn't be more appropriate. The rule change I've been asking for is a simple one. Instead of an automatic 5-yard penalty against a team with the ball when they are charged with delay of game. And I know there are even questions on, when is delay of game? We've seen the ball snap with zero on the clock, and there's this arbitrary moment where a referee can or can't call it. Yeah, not good. But the penalty itself, to me, should be changed. Or at least give the opposing team the option. Right now, it's 5 yards. So in essence, what you're saying is, delay of game is okay. We're going to allow you to delay the game, and we're going to restart the play clock. We're just going to move you back 5 yards. We all know from watching football, some teams purposely take a delay of game penalty because they either feel it helps them from a positioning standpoint, especially on shorter punts, or maybe some field goals or some other scenarios. You know, they try to get another team to jump. And if they delay the game, who cares? We're just going to punt the ball anyway. My proposal would eliminate as many delay of game penalties and actually be a penalty for attempting to delay of game and the game is not delayed. It's very simple. The team without the ball has the choice on a delay of game penalty. You can move the ball back 5 yards and repeat the down, or, and this would be a lot more likely, loss of down. Loss of down. Yeah, think about it. Fourth down, team sends out their punt team, taking the clock all the way down. Play clock hits zero. Loss of down. I promise you they're going to frickin' punt. Or they have a right to use a timeout. Go ahead. Same with these teams that stand over the ball. Hut, hut, hut. Motion guy here, motion guy here. Rodeo, rodeo, marshmallow, marshmallow. 316, 316. The Aaron Rodgers count. Hut, hut, hut. Let it go to zero. We didn't get the 1 yard we needed. We'll move back five and we'll just kick. Loss of down will change all that. Look, I'm not suggesting it's going to speed up the game as much as baseball is in spring training was sped up as football, but it's a legitimate penalty. It also eliminates a lot of bullshit that's going on fourth downs. A lot of it from Bill Belichick in recent years. And there was even in Tom Brady's last game with the Patriots, Mike Vrabel threw it right back at Bill Belichick and did the same thing with, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 minutes in the game. Same damn thing he did to drain the clock as Belichick worked the refs. Vrabel learned it from you, Bill. I'm trying to get rid of it. Delay of game. Make it the other team's option. Just as in most penalties, would you like the penalty or would you like to decline? Now, some penalties, by the way, I'm sure you didn't know this, you can't decline. In most cases, you can if you want, and right, you take the down. In this case, it'd kind of be the same. Hey, coach.
Yeah.
They were 4th and 2. Play clock hit 0. You want to move them back 5 and make it 4th and 7 for them? Or do you want the ball right there, right now? What do you think that coach is going to do? What do you think is going to happen to a lot of these true plays on 4th down that delay the game? Yeah. No different than the pitcher delaying the game with a 3-ball count and the bases loaded. No different than the hitter delaying the game with 2 strikes on him. And 2 outs in an inning. Yep, tough shit. Your fault. We're done here. We're moving on. Would someone in the NFL please propose that? I don't think I have enough time to join a front office, and I certainly don't have enough money to buy a National Football League team based on the current pricing to actually get in the room to suggest this and get it up for a vote. Please make the delay of game penalty stiff enough to where it doesn't allow the game to be delayed. Thank you. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com or for golf information, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. My thanks to Pin Chasers, Bill Curry Ford, Brandon Legal Group, and you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. And thank you and much love to the great Jack Harris. We'll talk to you next time.